الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دوشك الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah ta'ala, we open our session tonight with the two armies meeting at the location of Siffin. The army led by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and the army led by Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Now in the last few sessions of Dars-e Hadith, I had covered the important reasons as to why this confrontation, Jang-e Jamal, the Battle of the Camel, and why this confrontation between Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. This was explained thoroughly. Unfortunately, I think in the last session, the Darse Hadith session was not recorded. But everything, alhamdulillah, people who were present, this was covered thoroughly. All of the companions, as in Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, were of the opinion that they had a legitimate cause for their intended action. And this is the beauty of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain, subhanallah. Everything what they did was solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how the world would look into this incident that has occurred, but it was only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no authority, we have no right to pick and choose and to enforce our own opinions upon the blessed souls after Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the certificate of Jannah in this dunya. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Many verses speak of the lofty position of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. Now, this battle of Siffin, we need to understand, Siffin is towards Sham, to the lower section of the Euphrates. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, when he heard that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an has left Madinatul Munawwara with a strong army, many of them were also from Iraq. The army in total was approximately 50 to 55,000. That is the army of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an also decided to come out and to meet and to challenge those that were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And so he came out with an army. Scholars have mentioned 55 to 60,000 mujahideen that were with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. He came out from Syria, and the two armies met at the location of Siffin. Now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala got to Siffin much earlier than Hazrat Ali, and therefore the advantage was with him. He chose the best terrain for his army, lush area, the land was soft, and also towards the rear you had a lot of water, ample water, so that the army, whenever the soldiers wanted to drink water, they had access to water. And so when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an came, it was a difficult situation for him. The location, the terrain was not suited to him, but he had no choice, unfortunately. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was in front of the people of Syria, and that area was a difficult area. The entire place was jagged with rocks, so it was a difficult terrain. Khair, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was there, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was there. Muslim historians have mentioned the attitude was never to fight. This was not their intention. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an came out with a good intention. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an came out with a good intention. The intention of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was that he had the rights to ask the Khalifa to apply the laws of Qisas, for the rebels had murdered Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was related to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. In fact, in one narration, the son of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was also with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And so he said he did not have an issue with Khilafat. He accepted the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. The issue with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and the Syrians was that they will only accept the Khilafat and give their hands in allegiance to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an if the laws of Qisas are implemented immediately. This was their reason, and they felt that they have the verses of the Quran, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their backing. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, a man of great knowledge, subhanallah, and he knew that the first thing the Khalifa needs to do is to make sure that every governor and every section of the Khilafat needs to do bay'ah at the hands of the Khalifa. That is the first action that the Khalifa needs to take. And therefore he said, it is not right for the Syrians or for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an to put any kind of conditions in front of the Khalifa who has been elected by the Muslims in Madinatul Munawwarah. And so this was the dispute. But with good intention, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an came thinking that if the Syrians were to see this powerful army, maybe it would soften their hearts, and maybe they would feel that, well, let us do bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and we will come to some kind of a compromise. But obviously the Syrians were determined. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was also a man of principle, and he was a senior Sahabi companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he took one position, one view, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was of another view. And when they met at the location of Siffin, just to give you proof of the fact that there was no rush between the two armies to engage in a full-scale war, Muslim historians have mentioned, and you have to be very careful when you read tarikh, a lot of people have written all sorts about the companions and about history, and so many people have passed away and so many companions were there, and there is no authenticity to that, no accuracy to that. And so you have to be very, very careful. There was no rush in fighting. In fact, scholars have mentioned they took their time, and it was minor encounters, skirmishes that had broken off between the two armies, as many as 20. No one was actually prepared to fight as a full-scale war, a full-fledged war between the Iraqis or the people who were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala or the Syrians. And so these were minor encounters. A group of four and five would go and fight with the Syrians, And then in the evening, perhaps a group of 6-7 would go back and attack those that were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And these minor encounters, skirmishes, occurred for as many as 20 times. In one narration it is 90 times. In one narration it is 90 times. But I think the more accurate opinion is of the scholars who say it is as many as 20 times. And only thereafter, when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had noticed that there was no progress, even the Syrians wanted to fight, and they were prepared, they would launch attacks upon those that were the Iraqi people. And the reason for that was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an felt that many of the rebels had settled in Medina Munawwara, and they had infiltrated the ranks of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an in his army. So possibly the best option would be if they could identify who the rebels were and how many they were who participated in assassinating and murdering Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. This was the best opportunity for them to avenge the blood of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. So this was their intention. Khair, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an decided that once and for all, it is his duty to make sure that even if it means to fight your fellow Muslim brother in order to bring him to the right path, this was a necessity, as what one would say in Arabic, iztirar, a necessity, iztirar. And so this was the kafir, this was the situation. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had announced, and he said to his group of people that tomorrow, it was the first week of Zilhijjah, and he said, tomorrow we will launch a full-scale attack upon the Syrians. And so he said, be prepared, no skirmishes, no attacking, everyone in order. And so he arranged his commanders in the battlefield. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an himself overall was in charge. And the man who looked after the left flank for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. And the man who looked after the infantry was Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir. The infantry, Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir. And how old was Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir? MashaAllah. 94 years. How old was he? 94 years of age. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is giving him power. Ammar ibn Yasir, 94. A sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he is in charge of the infantry, looking after one section of the army of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Now look at the sincerity of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Wallahi, these were incredible people. You will not find in Islamic history any battle like the battle of Siffin. You will not find any battle. In fact, until the day of Qiyamah, you will not find the battle like the battle of Siffin. Ajib, it's incredible. It's a remarkable battle which shows the love and the sincerity of the companions. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an sent his messenger to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah to tell him that, look, tomorrow we are serious, we will launch an attack, and so we don't want to catch Hazrat Amir Muawiyah off guard. So you be prepared also. So you be prepared also. Allahu Akbar. Speaking to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is saying to the Syrian, I have just got a message from my brother Hazrat Ali that tomorrow they want to fight. These were people who lived for the hereafter. Death did not mean anything to them. They were so sincere. One group had taken one opinion, another group had taken another opinion, and if it meant to die for justice, so be it. This was the motto of the companions. If it means to die for haqq, then so be it. Whoever it is only for the pleasure of Allah and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an is now setting his army. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an himself is a powerful man. Remember, this is a man who was a governor from the time of Hazrat Umar, remained the governor until the Khilafat, end of the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. So he was a powerful man, a great soldier himself. So he rearranged everything. And what he did is that he gave the entire cavalry of his army to Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala. And he said, the next day inshallah, whatever and however Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wants to fight, we shall fight for the sake of Allah. And it was Yawmul Arbi'ah, Wednesday morning, early in the morning. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you had the Syrians here, and you had the Iraqi, and it was a mixed batch of people, people from Kufa, Egypt, Basra, a few from Madinatul Munawwara, very few companions in both the groups. And so here you had Hazrat Ali, here you had Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. It was Yawmul Arbi'ah and the fight started. Ulama have mentioned that this was an intense fight, a bloody fight. It was the clash between two powerful groups. The entire Muslim army was here. Subhanallah, the horizon had witnessed huge numbers of Muslim Mujahideen all to be gathered in this one location of Siffin. Everyone was there. And a strong group of people from Syria and a strong group of people that were there with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And when they started to fight, each of them were like solid blocks of boulders. No one would retreat back. No one would turn back. No signs of weakness. Extremely powerful. And it was a clash head on. And many people had become shaheed and martyred. It is said the only time they stopped was when a muazzin would call out for adhan. The minute the muazzin would call out for adhan, they were brothers. Everyone would pray salah together. Now, has anyone seen anything like this? Allahu Akbar. They would pray salah and the muazzin would give azan, the weapons are down. And there was so much sincerity that some people said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, we've got water to the rear. Let's block this water from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he said, la. These are our brothers. These are our brothers. And anyone from the army of Hazrat Ali could come to drink water, and anyone from the group of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah would drink water, and anyone who was drinking water, he was never harmed or attacked. So that was a zone where one was free completely to stand there, drink water, and they would talk to one another, greet one another from same tribe but different ranks. And then again, when they would get to the battlefield, they would fight. It is said two people would fight and then they would get tired, and if one would sit, the other would sit with him. They would sit and the other would sit and they would talk. And then thereafter resume fighting again. Allahu Akbar, what sincerity, what kind of people were they? And if there was a Sahabi or a man notable who had passed away or was shaheed, then with great respect they would lift the janazah and put him on the side. Lift the janazah and put him on the side. In fact, they would even pray janazah together. So when the muazzin would give azan, they would stop fighting. After salah, there was an announcement and then they would resume fighting again. And this battle continued until sunset. Until the muazzin gave azan for Maghrib salah. When Maghrib azan was given, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and the group decided that this was enough for the day. No fighting. After Maghrib, no fighting. Subhanallah al-Azim, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala led the people to Salah, Maghrib Salah. And he stood up and he looked at the Syrians and many people that were there. And he lifted up his hands and he says, Allah forgive me, for they leave me no choice. Allah forgive the people who are with me, and forgive our brothers that are with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And he would pick up the body of those that were slain and put them on one side. And someone said to him, Amirul Mu'mineen, tell us, for those who have been martyred and are in your side, what is their position? And what is the position of those who have been killed and have been martyred in the ranks of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, those who were classed as the Syrians. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said that those who are seeking the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am hopeful all of them will be in Jannah, be it if they were with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah or be it if they were with me. All of them will be in Jannah. This was their ikhlas. This was their sincerity. And there is a great lesson for us to learn, that even there is a possibility that one group of Muslims could fight another group of Muslims. And we should not issue fatawas that, oh, that person is a kafir and that person is a kafir and that person is a kafir. The Barelvis have a tendency to call everyone a kafir. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And you read their fatawas, pick up fatawa Rizviya, and you'll see for yourselves. And so be stable, my respected brothers, and understand history, and understand the reason of all of the events that occurred. And so in the evening, at night, it is said that the people who were with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah would go and visit the camp, the opposite camp, sit with them, talk with them, eat with them, and discuss with them what is happening. And all of them would say, look, whatever is happening, we are brothers, but our opinion is the right opinion, that we need to sort out the murderers of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala and first. Never mind what is your opinion, this is our opinion and we are haq. We have the backing of the Quran. Now the groups were of the opinion that if they did not enforce what Hazrat Amir Muawiyah wanted, or what Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala wanted, all of them were gunahgar and sinful people. And therefore they wanted to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was their idea. Next day, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an led Fajr Salah in its early time, in its beginning time, it was still dark. And he said to the people that immediately after Fajr Salah again, we will attack the Syrians so that they would surrender and do bay'ah at the hands of the Khalifa that has been elected by the Muslims in Madinatul Munawwara. And so immediately after Fajr Salah, again the second day fighting, intense fighting. This time what had happened is that now physically Iraqi people and the Irani people are tough people. Physically are powerful people. And I'm not sure if you've seen the Turks. The Turks are extremely strong. The Turks are physically extremely strong. You look at their hands, how they are. So physically they are powerful people. And so you had the Iraqi people that were there. They pushed the Syrians out from the lines. And it was difficult. It seemed as if the army of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was getting control immediately. But then when Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an had seen what was happening, he was a powerful man, a strong individual, a man who had strong character, and he knew exactly what to do. And so with some reinforcements, again the Syrians retaliated, and within the few hours again everything was completely equal. No one had the upper hand, no one can say that we have prevailed. And so again this fighting continued, and would only stop for Salah. If anybody wanted a break, they have to throw their arms down, weapons down, and sit down, and nobody would attack them. You would only be attacked if you had your weapons with you, the sword or whatever, the spear that was in your hands. Or if you would drink water, nothing would happen to you. Or if you turned away, nothing would happen to you. These were the conditions. They were sympathetic to one another until the battle continued for Maghrib Salah. And now, just before Maghrib Salah, it is said that Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala said to some of the people that were there that, I am thirsty, can you give me something to drink? And so they gave him a glass of milk to drink. As it was time for Maghrib Salah, and he looked at the glass of milk and he drank it. And he said to the companions that, my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me that Ammar, the last rizq, sustenance that enters your stomach will be a glass of milk, and this will be your last sustenance in this dunya. And thereafter you will perish and die. And so he said to the companions, I wanted water and you have given me a glass of milk. It looks like my shahadat is in front of me. And he prayed his salah, he drank the milk and he made mulaqat with the people. And this is a 94-year-old man. He threw himself in the hot bed of intense fighting. And it is said that Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed. Now when Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed, things changed immediately. It was quite difficult. Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala an was a senior sahabi. And so everyone stopped fighting. And what had happened is that the janazah was brought forward to the people. And they said that, look, Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala an has been made shaheed. And in one narration it is said that his janazah namaz was led. And all of them, all the Muslims, performed the janazah salah of Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, Muslim jurists have mentioned, the fuqaha, that although Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was of one opinion, and he felt, now there were a group of people that were with him, and he felt that he was justified in the actions that he had taken. Both parties can't be right. Both parties can't be right. But because you have two companions here, the rule is that if there is a mistake on behalf of a faqih, even after trying his utmost best to make sure that the right fatwa or decision is given, if it is a correct opinion, he will get double the reward. And if there's a mistake, one deed is given to him, one reward is written for him. So in this case, the fuqaha have mentioned, the person who was holding the right view was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and not Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. The reason for that was, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said to Ammar ibn Yasir that, Ammar, you will become shaheed, and the people who make you shaheed will be in the wrong. You will become shaheed, and the people who make you shaheed will be in the wrong. And so now, when Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed, obviously there was a bit of panic in the camps of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, that many of them have heard the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and therefore, what are we to do? And so this time, on a Thursday, the battle continued. There was no respite. The battle continued throughout the night, Maghrib and Isha, and the battle continued. And they fought and fought so much, Allahu Akbar, until there was no energy. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was also of the opinion that the fight should stop. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was also of the opinion that the fight should stop now. And Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an came with this important mashwira. And he said to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an that if you put the Quran in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the mushaf, and say to him that we invite you to do the fasla, to judge in accordance to the Quran, then immediately there will be a ceasefire. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an said to Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an that this is the right judgment that you give me. And so somebody had given him the mushaf. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah said, go and give this mushaf to Hazrat Ali and say that we call you towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make the right decision in accordance to the Quran. And so when the mushaf came to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, immediately he said that I accept what Allah has mentioned in His kalam and the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there was a ceasefire at that moment immediately. And this ceasefire was in agreement to the arbitration that would take place thereafter. Subhanallah al-Azim. Now, my respected brothers, how many people became shaheed? You'll find that those who are the enemies of the companions will write in their books, 80,000 people were made shaheed. 90,000 people were made shaheed. 100,000 people were made shaheed. And again, just to disparage the maqam, the status of Sahaba Kiram Ajma'een. Ulama have mentioned, contemporary scholars have said, that in Qadisiyah, approximately 8,500 Muslims were made shaheed. 8,500. And this battle was only fought for approximately 30 hours. How many? In total, only for 30 hours. Sheikh Salabi has also mentioned this. For 30 hours, and he says that it can't be more than 8,500 that were martyred in the Battle of Qadisiyah. So for sure a few thousands were made shaheed, but not 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. The numbers have been inflated by those who have no understanding or have a hidden agenda against the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we have to be careful. Thousands, a few thousand were made shaheed. But subhanallah, what was the attitude? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an stood up, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an stood up, and they met one another, and all of them went to see those who were martyred. And they said, perhaps this was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have been made shaheed and were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali said that we are hopeful that they will go in Jannah. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala also said the same thing, that we are hopeful that they will go to Jannah. And this is how the ceasefire was agreed with the condition of arbitration. Now of course, you also need to understand that it was in this battle, Jange Siffin, that you had another sect that came out, were known as the Khariji group, as the Khariji sect. And also you had the Sabai sect, those that had triggered the battle of the camel. So it was incredibly difficult for the companions and for the sincere Tabi'een that were there. But this was always the attitude of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een, that they would do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they would see haq in something, they would go for it, even if it means to give their life, even if it means death. It is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will continue from where we have left off in the next session of Dars-e Hadith. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين